Blog Talk Radio.
Jahi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. Well, it's our time, Baba Jahi. It's our time, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the MLM View. This is Ruth Bradford, and I am privileged today to have on our show where we talk about the MLM industry, network marketing, direct sales, and we're here to educate and engage and empower people that are in the industry or are looking to come into our industry, and just give you insights onto how we got into the business, our prospective businesses, and what we're doing. And we're just glad to have you here today. We have a very special guest with us. This gentleman has over 15 years in the network marketing business. He is a awesome leader. He's traveled over 7 continents. He travels the world training network marketers, and he's just a fantastic, fun guy, and it's my privilege and my pleasure to introduce you today to Keith Schreider. Keith, are you there?
I'm here, Ruth. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine. Keith, I'm so glad to have you here today, and I want to welcome you to our show. And ladies and gentlemen, I also left one thing out. He is the author of the book, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. Keith, we're just glad to have you here today. All right, we're glad to have you here today. How are you?
I am terrific. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Ruth, and always glad to see you at all different points of the world.
Well, speaking of seeing me in all different points of the world, Keith, on the back cover of your book, which I have in my hand, How to Get Rich Without Living the Lottery, Simple Methods to Get Rich, Retire Wealthy, and Have the Time of Your Life, it has a picture of you in Antarctica, and the inscription here says, Making Dreams a Reality. In January 2006, at the age of 30, Keith stepped onto his 7th and final continent, Antarctica. And ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this picture. The water is blue. Oh, there's a cruise ship in the background there, and all I can see is Keith and his beautiful smile in a red jacket against the glaciers. And I know from the size of the ship that those glaciers are dwarfing that ship, so they must have been very large. Keith, can you just give us a little bit, can you go back with me to that day and describe how you felt getting on your final continent?
Well, for some people that are sitting there going Antarctica, they're thinking, wow, that sounds cold. So it may inspire people, it may not inspire people, But just like everything in this beautiful industry, you can achieve any goal that you want. So whether it's travel, whether it's material stuff, or just making a difference in your life, or being debt free. I mean, there's so many things that this business has to offer. And that was a point in my life, before we had our beautiful daughter. And I said, I just want to see the world really quick, and that way I can focus on being a good dad. That was one of our major goals. So I'm still married to my beautiful wife, Liz, at the time. And, packed our bags, and I told my travel agent, I said, next time you find a good deal, because I'm as much money as I make, I always like saving as much money as well, because it works both ways. I said, just, call me and let me know. I'm available anytime. And she calls me up. She goes, can you leave in 8 days? I said, sure.
Wow, 8 days. That's pretty close, pretty last minute notice, huh?
Yeah, and I was at a Jim Rohn seminar in Dallas. So I called my wife. I said, you need to do a couple things. We need to find, cold weather stuff because I live in Houston. And so she got everything, mostly UPS, second day air, FedEx, 3 day. And, we got our I don't even know what they're called, but they're like snow boots. The jacket they gave to us, parka, thank goodness, because it could be cold sometimes and it could be, freezing at times. But it's just one of those things that I always wanted to do. And I look back and, the reason I'm still doing this business is just because I want more friends with me and be able to experience traveling the world. And if traveling the world isn't for you, hey, that's fine as well. There's a lot of things. I just want people's dreams to be able to come true, and it's great to be here on the radio as well.
Well, Keith, I'm so glad that you took the time out today to join us, and you were able to go on that adventure in 9 days because you have the freedom to do what you want to do, when you want to do, and when you want to do things and with whom you want to do. You get to choose. You got the freedom to choose. But I started at the end, but let's back up to the beginning. Keith, what brought you to this industry?
Well, luckily I've been in the industry all my life, so I was kind of educated about a different way of life. So many times, I don't know what the statistic is now, and I don't really, follow statistics too much because half of them are made up, but a lot of people spend a lot of time in front of the TV. And what happens, because it's entertainment, we don't have to think, we can lie down, we can eat, we can sit back in our chair, and I'm all for entertainment. I love watching, sporting games, and, there's a couple of shows that I watch because I like being entertained. But what happens is when we watch TV is, unless you're recording it on a DVR or a TiVo or something like that, and they are entertaining, but they're called commercials. And commercials sometimes can make you do things that you don't want to do. Like a lot of commercials, it's always about a new car or a home equity loan or a prescription drug, and all those things are fine, but we're constantly being sold these things. And one thing that we're constantly being sold in, especially in the news nowadays, commercials, newspapers, I kind of bunch them all together, is that we're constantly being sold, work 50 years for 50 hours, 50 hours a week for 50 years of your life. It's the 50-50 plan. It used to be the 40-40 plan. And in the 1950s, it was only one spouse had to work and you got a two-car garage. But nowadays we see, two people, both the husband and the wife working, and unfortunately, and I know a lot of them, but the hardest job that I've ever seen in my life is a single parent working. And, you see so many of these things going on, and you're like, there is another way of life. Whether it's joining this business and earning an extra $500 a month or a week just so you can, cut out the second job or cut out some hours so you can spend some time with your kids, or if it's, the freedom and you want to, make a difference in your life and earn, the full-time income, so you can do what you want, when you want, like you said, Ruth. And so that always kind of intrigued me. You know, it is a little bit of work, as we all know, but the work is really worth it if that's what you decide to do. So I've always, you know, seen a lot of companies and different things in this industry, and I say, you know what, this is a really powerful industry, not just for the money, not just for the freedom, but for what mm-hmm. it does to people. You know, it can really change people's, we call it personal development, but it can really change people's yeah. personalities and their self-esteem, their self-worth, and that's sometimes more important than the money. The money's good. Keep sending those checks, but, you know, I just love the industry for what it does to people.
Well, Keith, I love this industry, too, and I want to thank you for that, because I found this industry in 1996, and I entered it. And for the very reason that you were saying, I wanted more time with my family. I had the job. I was a postal worker, and I was on my way to the 40, okay? 40 years. That's exactly what I had to work for 40 hours a day, a week. And then now every year the post office, well, the Social Security Administration would send me out a statement projecting and forecasting what my income would be when I retire, and lo and behold, it was 40%. So I know about the 40-40-50-50 plan. I was one of the people that you just described. But fortunately, someone put your book, well, actually, someone put another book in my hand first. It was by working at the post office, I was able to always read magazines on my lunch break, one of the perks, y'all. And I subscribed to a magazine once, a home business magazine, and found a company that was educating people about how to work from home. And I think you know a lot about this company. It was called Fortune Now, Fortune Cast Publishing. So that's. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Keith? Okay, y'all, we may have dropped off of this call. Let me check the back here.
I got it.
All right, yeah, somehow you got knocked off. You're back on, Keith. So I found the book in a magazine, and I sent out for a book called How to Get Rich Without Living the Lottery, and I found it on in a magazine, but this book, your book, actually helped me get grounded, get focused. And on page 48, it talked about a very intriguing theory, and that's leverage. So can we talk a little bit about that?
You bet. Leverage is, well, we're talking about network marketing, you know, with this beautiful industry, is that, you know, most people only have 24 hours in a day. I'd say about 100% of us. So we all, you know, we have to sleep, we have to eat, we have to take care of our children. You know, that we have busy lives. You know, most people say they have zero time, but you know, you can make some time. You know, you can cut out certain things. You know, TV. You know, surfing the internet for stuff, and you know, checking excessive emails, even though that's important. You know, we can cut out a little bit of time, and if you set aside, let's say, an hour a day. At the end of the week, you'd have about 7 hours. So it'd be 7 hours that you could work your business. Well, that's, you know, that's not a lot to make a difference in your life. But Ruth, let's say you find me and say, hey, Keith, you know, would you like to earn some extra income? I said, sure. Okay, well, now not only do you have your 7 hours, but you have my 7 hours. So we have 14 hours. And I say, oh, you know what? My friend Jared, I know he wants to earn some extra income. So, Ruth, now you have your 7 hours. You have my 7 hours. You have my friend Jared's 7 hours. What is that? 21 hours working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's some duplication involved and exponential factors there. But that is network marketing. It's a people business, and you leverage your time with other people. You leverage your time. Just by finding others that want to make a difference in their life. And it's, you know, it's what I'd say most wealthy people in the United States and all over the world use. Everybody has 24 hours a day. You know,
right.
Let's recruit some people and have some people working with us to be able to create a difference in our life. And that's you know, how leverage works, is just using other people's efforts and combining them.
And, you know, one of the things in the book that I learned was most people do network marketing every day. They just don't get paid for it. When I read that piece, it just blew my mind. It's like, okay, I'm recommending and promoting things. I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about restaurants. In fact, every day we went to lunch, and guess what? We all go in a group, and every day someone different had to come up with the place where we would go to eat. But they never sent us a check. So can you explain that concept a little bit?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, all network marketing is a company says, you know what, I'm going to manufacture this product. So let's pick a product in your kitchen. Let's say it's I'm looking at a coffee machine here in my kitchen. Okay, let's say it's a thing of coffee. So the manufacturer, let's say they're Folgers. Folgers says,
right.
Okay, you know, we have to get this product into the marketplace. They say, okay, well, can we sell it directly to people? Well, how would we find out about it? Well, we have to advertise. So Folgers goes, okay, I'm going to sell it to a regional distribution center that distributes stuff to, you know, Kroger's, HEB, Randall's, all these different grocery stores, Walmart, and stuff like that. Oh, well, you know what? We're going to have to get a trucking company to get it over to the wholesaler. The wholesaler needs to get a trucking company to get to the regional distribution center. The regional distribution center needs, you know, another van service to get it to each individual store. So there's a lot of middleman in there, and there's a lot of profit. So it may cost Folgers, what, a dollar to manufacture something. By the time me and Ruth have to pay for it, it's $10, because every
right.
single person in that chain, every truck, every wholesaler, every regional distribution, they all get their piece of the pie because they're all working. And that's just how, you know, regular stuff works. But in network marketing, we can sell a product, whether it's coffee, whether it's nutritionals, whether it's liquids, whether it's water, whether it's, you know, a service. And instead of having all those middlemen,
right.
we get the share in the profits. So something that costs a dollar and it's sold for $10, you know, that $9 is split between the company and the people that are doing the work. And when we talk about work, we're talking about just letting people know about the product. We can't keep our mouth shut, and that's just how it works. You know, if there is a good restaurant in Dallas, Texas, when I'm there, Ruth, I am going to tell you. In fact, I'm gonna ask you when I'm over there on Saturday. And we're going to go to a good restaurant, which we both found. And we just can't keep our mouth shut when it comes to good deals, good products, good services, good companies. It's just how we work, you know. So all network marketing companies do is, if you recommend a product to somebody and they purchase it, they're going to reward you, because without you, without that recommendation, they wouldn't have gotten the sale. You know, it works every day, and that's why we love this industry, because people know how to do this industry. People know how to recommend products. You know, pick your favorite product in the bunch, recommend it to people, and you know, they share in the profits to you. And it's something we do every day. And hey, we just don't get paid for it, but now with this beautiful industry, we can.
Yes, and I love it, Keith. You know, also, You mentioned about personal development at the beginning of our call. What brought me to network marketing was that I wanted to replace my income. I wanted to retire when it was time. I knew that when it was time for me to get retired at the post office, I couldn't live off of what they were going to pay me in retirement. And now I am retired, and I'm supplemented by my network marketing a company's income, Vitamark, and I'm having the time of my life, just as your book predicted. So when I bought this book a long time ago, I now hand it out and give it out to people as it's like my way of paying it forward. And because I know it helped me, I know it's going to help them. This book is more, y'all, than just about how to get rich monetarily. It's also has been to me, and even being in this industry, it's how to get rich in your spirit and, you know, in your life. Because for me, richness is in relationships. So the way to get your relationships to be better and to improve your life is by becoming a better person. And so can you speak a little bit about the importance of personal development in this in our industry, please?
Oh, you bet, Ruth. The most important part that you said is that you got the book and you read it. Because you would not imagine. Now, I'm guilty as charged. I've bought a lot of books, and I'll read a chapter, I'll read a page, and I have a queue of about 11 books that I've borrowed at the library, bought off of Amazon. But most people just don't read it. Read books, and that is the hardest thing. So a lot of people have, you know, iPods and podcasts and CDs, and they put it on their iPod, and they can listen to stuff in their car. But when you read a book, you can't drive. You know, you can't do other things. You can't read a book and spend time, quality time with your children. The book is your personal, you know, it's 100% you. You can't do anything else while reading a book. You can probably ride in a car, you know, as long as you don't get car sick. But most people won't read a book. I mean, they'll purchase it. Okay, it's $15 on Amazon, $10 on Amazon, no big deal. So what I actually recommend, and some people, you know, don't like this, but I recommend it, is to go to the library if you can get the book at the library. And the library has this great system where it's free. Free membership. It's free to rent, to borrow a book. But here's the most, this is the best thing I like about the library, is if you keep it for more than 3 weeks, and every library is a little bit different. Sometimes it's 2 weeks. But if you keep the book more than 3 weeks, they're going to start charging you. Sometimes it's 10 cents. Sometimes it's a quarter. And that makes me angry. I don't mind spending $10 or $15 on Amazon. But if the library says, hey, you didn't read this book, we're going to charge you 25 cents. That makes me angry because I know that I didn't read the book.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, you know, if you can't buy it, you know, buy it on Amazon or your local bookstore. But here's what happens when you start reading and you start listening to CDs. Every day we're getting older. And then every day we could either get healthier or sicker. Now, you know, some people, you know, they start doing small things. They say, okay, you know what, I'm going to start, you know, walking a quarter mile every day, or I'm going to start eating healthier every day, or I'm going to start taking some nutritionals every day. And then some people just, they treat their body like a rent-a-car, you know. They just kind of eat it up, and then they get sicker every day. And it's the same thing with reading and listening to positive stuff like this radio show, is that every day you learn something. You know, mentally, you get a little bit richer. You know, it's kind of like your education, your continuing education. So every single day you're listening to something positive, every single day you're reading something positive, you're getting richer in your mind, and you know what? The money will follow. You had a perfect example. You said, you know, you used to work at at the post office, and Ruth, I remember meeting you in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, if And this was your first event with us. Yep.
Go ahead.
And if I would have told you, Ruth, when we met outside of the meeting, I remember it perfectly. And if I would have told you, Ruth, in 3 years you are going to go on an all expenses paid cruise in Europe, you probably would you have believed it at that time?
There was no way, because I just finished an 18-hour bus ride on to get to Atlanta. No, I was not there yet. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
Exactly. So what we try to do is we try to ease people in. You know, we say, okay, you know, let's start, you know, finding some people. Let's start, you know, building yourself up into the pay plan. And then we start taking people step by step by step, and then they go, oh, you know what? That all-inclusive luxury cruise, all I need to get is a passport and I'm there, that is achievable. So we take people, you know, just a little bit, slow increments at a time, so people can
mm-hmm.
see it. We say, you know, go as far as you can see, and then you'll see further. But it's the same thing with reading and personal development. If I would have told you, Ruth, okay, you need to read 10,000 pages of a book, you would say, no way.
That's a lot.
It's possible, yeah. I said, okay, well, here's the thing. Can you read 10 pages for, you
know, that's yeah,
you know,
no way.
The next 3 years?
No problem at all. Love doing that.
Yeah, if you keep reading 10 pages, well, you know what? In 3 years, you would have read 10,000 pages. And it's like, wow, I can do that. You know, read 5 pages. You get 5,000 pages done. You know, whatever you need to do, you know,
Five. Make
it happen. Yeah. My wife had just left to pick up my daughter when the show started. And I said, you know, I need to get the phone number of the personal trainer that we used last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he wrote down our goals. And she went first, and she's like, oh, I'm going to run a half marathon. I'm going to do all this stuff. And her side's, like, filled with goals and resources. And then he came to me, and I'm reading this word for it. It's, I mean, this isn't even a copy. This is his. Mine said he wants to increase his endurance. I don't even remember doing this, by the way. He wants to increase
Goodness.
His strength. He wants to do a quick circuit workout, and he wants to run a 5K. And how that happened was I didn't really have any fitness goals, so I just kind of gave him, like, generic answers. And he's finally like, you know, we need to set a goal. I said, well, how about running a 5K? And at that time, I had never run more than a mile and a third. And
oh, my goodness.
And a 5K, for people that don't know, it's just 3 miles. For some people, it's a little. For some people, it's a lot. I mean, I'm a sprinter. I played soccer and, you know, basketball. That's sprinting. Distance running is totally different.
Right.
So he writes this down, and I'm just like, oh, wait, don't write it down in pen. Oh, great. Theo, I'm all mad, and I'm like, okay, well, I can do this. And eventually, it took me about 5 months to do it because I did it in August in Houston, which is probably the worst time to do any sort of outdoor activity.
This is Texas, yes.
Yeah, this is Texas. But what happened was that was in August. So we ran a couple more. We ran one in September, two in October. And then eventually Liz said, you know what, if I'm running this half marathon, you can at least run a 10K. Of course, then the nerves started going, and I was like, "No, that's impossible. You know, a couple months ago, I could barely run a mile and a third. So, you know, I finally did one on Thanksgiving Day. And then, you know, Liz had this half marathon scheduled, and we had a friend that was going to run it with her, and she got injured. And I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just buy that registration from you.
Aww.
So the next thing you know, I'm running with Liz in this half marathon. For most people who don't know, that's 13 miles. For someone
wow.
to go from 1 mile to 13 mile is absolutely attainable. And, I mean, we still peak each other at this day because we get a lot of people that want to, you know, improve their life in their fitness. The lady that does my massages, she wanted to do a 5K before she turned 50, and she just wanted to walk it. And I said, hey, that is great. And she did it the day before she turned 50, just
wow.
because she set that goal and made it happen. And there's no shame in walking. You know, my first 5K, I had people power walking faster than me. I didn't care. You know, I just wanted to finish the race.
Well, congratulations. You all got a chance to get that off the bucket list, right?
Yeah, well, no, we're not that smart. We sign up for another one in March, but.
Well, that's good. I mean, next time you run the full marathon, I am, you know, it's all like about what you said, taking the small incremental steps.
Hey,
and,
Ruth,
you know,
we're
talking
we all...
about, I really enjoyed going to, actually on a cruise, a Baltic cruise last year, thanks to our company. But, you know, it did hit me. I had to work up to that, to be able to enjoy the full benefit of it. And the personal development that I learned from reading your book, I urge your listeners, this is a great read, but not only that, but it's a great action steps. It actually tells you what to do. And you keep it simple, Keith. That's what I like about it. But right now we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and give you all some information about where you can see Keith this weekend and actually get him to autograph your book. So we'll be right back after our break, everybody.
Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Baba Jahi. And we're back, everybody, with Keith Strider, the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, Simple Methods to Get Rich, Retire Wealthy, and Have the Time of Your Life. Keith, as I said before, we're so glad to have you here. And can't tell everybody enough how glad I am that I read this book. You can go to www.fortunenow.com and purchase the book there or get it from Amazon, but you will not be disappointed. And Keith, now that we're back, in addition to the book, when I purchased it, you also sent me 22 more tips to become wealthy fast. And as I said, I use the book as an action guide, and what we talked about before with the break was taking the steps. And, sort of like a bucket list, I use these 22 tips to just, mark off and really acquire the knowledge. I knew that if I did this, I would get the results that you said. And what are the top five tips, let's say, that you could share with our audience? We can't go. We don't have time for the whole 22. But I'll share you. I'll tell you what I did.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. One of mine was hold a garage sale. I love that one. That's number three on the list. I got rid of a lot of things in my house and in my life that I no longer used, that I no longer needed. And not only did I make some extra money, but I found out who my neighbors were. They all came to the sale. So that's
terrific.
One that I use. Another one you have is what's better than reducing interest on your credit cards? I got rid of those. What's better than reducing interest? Cutting them up. I'm gonna let you give your top. Let's say top two, because we're going to have to wind up.
Yeah. Well, actually, I still do have one credit card from Southwest Airlines, so I can earn some points. But you know, it does bug me when I pay for something, because they're always like, is it credit or debit? And I don't like it. It technically is a credit card, just in case I lose it, which I've done before. I like it to be able to have a credit, not debit. But it bugs me every time they say credit or debit, because it's technically credit. It bugs me to this day. But the number one thing that most people can do right now is, if they have any sort of debt, simple mathematics: pay off the highest interest first. Most people are looking at their balances, and they're looking at, don't worry about that. You just worry about, unless you're close to your limit, of course, but just look for the highest interest one. If the highest interest is 19%, get rid of that one first, and then work on the one that's 9% or 15%. That includes your house as well. House mortgage interests are normally smaller than your credit card. And house interest, of course, you can deduct. So if your house interest is 6%, technically it's only costing you 4%. So unless you have a credit card that's less than 4%, you know, work on those credit cards first, and then work on your house. And it just the compound interest will work against you if not. That was obviously number one. Number five is use coupons. To this day, I use coupons. The more money I make, the cheaper I get. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because if you're getting a you know, one of my favorite restaurants is this Italian restaurant. It's been a tradition that we go the night before races, because one place we read that you should load up on pasta, and I said, you know what, I can do that.
That's like a meal that I like. Go ahead.
Yeah, we go to this restaurant. The owner's really nice. He even knows that I'm going to use a coupon. But you know what? He says, you know what? I'm glad to see you every other week. You know, I recommend to promote his restaurant. He knows it because we bring our racing buddies the night before as well. So he's happy, and he gets the business, and I still use a coupon. You know what? There's no shame in that. In fact, I highly recommend doing stuff. It's what smart people do. Number six, get paid for what you're already doing. That's network marketing, home business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick a company that you like. You like their product. You like their service. You like the people that are involved. Pick a company, a product that you're going to be buying anyways. You know, pick a product that you like, or whether you're buying anyways or you got sold on the product and you love the benefits, pick that product and start promoting it, because if it's making a difference in your life, it can make a difference in their life, and that way you have that personal testimonial and you're truly getting paid for recommending and promoting. And, of course, there's number eight. Instead of spending money shopping, why not build a stronger relationship with our children? Now, I go shopping with my daughter. We do our little father-daughter dates. We do a lot of cool things together. But you know what? What she's in, you know, we'll go to Build-A-Bear. And you know, I'm a sucker, you know, we'll get all that stuff. But, you know, that bear will only last so long. You know, that bear,
mm-hmm.
she'll beat up, she'll sleep with it, it'll get kind of ratty after a couple years. But the time that I spent with her doing that, and the time that you can spend with them at home, and when I mean spending time with them, I'm not talking about checking your email on your phone or texting while you're spending time with your kids. I mean, just spending time with them, having fun, be a kid again. And that's what, you know, that's what they're going to remember. You know, they're going to remember their favorite toys, and they're going to remember, you know, the places that you take them. You know, I'm sure my daughter, we just took her on her first cruise, and I'm sure she's going to remember that because she's now four. And I think she'll remember things when she's 4 years old. But they're going to remember the time. She'll remember the cruise, but she will probably remember me spending time with her at the beach swimming, not just ice cream on the cruise, not just the dinners on the cruise. She'll remember the time that we had enjoying. And you know, you can make all the money in the world, but if you don't have the time, you know, it's just not worth it, in my opinion. So those are my the top four there.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you so much. I want to add one more that I use so often. It was bringing your lunch to work instead of eating out. You know, I told you all that we were going out to different places every day. Well, I stopped doing a lot of things with my coworkers and started using your strategies to work my way out of that job into my own business, and now that I've retired, my coworkers are still there, and I go by and take them out to lunch every now and then. So your strategies work, your action plan guide work. I want to say this is one of the best books for entrepreneurs, especially network marketers, to educate people that are not in our industry, because you have already done it. When you want to find out how to do something, go find someone that's done it and do what they did. And that's one thing I learned, and I'm so glad I read your book. And thank you for being with us today, Keith. It has been just, I'm just telling you, an honor to have you on this show today. I'm just tickled pink. I don't know. I just can't stop giggling. But any last words you want to impart to us before we hang up here? And then I have one more announcement.
Well, Ruth, it's always a pleasure, and of course we'll see you there in Dallas and have a good time. Thanks for getting rid of the snow and the ice.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Glad it's gone,
you know,
too.
but I guess the last words would be, you know, do something today.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's get involved in the industry, whether it's start actually working. Maybe you've been involved in the industry and or you've had your membership number and you haven't done anything in a year or mm-hmm. a couple of months. You know, just do something today. Do something small today and do it every day. You know, maybe you haven't read a book in a while. Just read 2 pages. You know why? Because if you read 2 pages, you're probably going to be inspired to read the whole chapter, really. You know, read 2 pages or put a positive CD on your way to work or in traffic. Trust me, I love music, and I mean, music has really changed my life. But, you know, there are times when I have to work on myself. You know, no matter how positive you think I am or, you know, there's negative around you. You know, if not, go to rush hour traffic. I'm lucky I don't have to do that anymore, but, you know, there's some negativity and anger there. So always, you know, maybe put a CD in there, you know, maybe just the last 5 minutes of your drive to the office. You talked about, you know, bringing your lunch to work, Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I barely eat out anymore. Just, I mean, there's certain restaurants. I'll go to the small restaurants where I know what they put in the food. But many restaurants put so much, you know, sodium and cream and all this other stuff. And there's nothing wrong with adding salt and cream to your food. But you know what? If you cook for yourself, you know exactly how much of that stuff is going into you. And, you know, you don't even have to buy a cookbook. Recipes are free online on all these websites. Just type in something.
Yeah.
You know, me and my daughter, we made cookies the other day. You know, we whipped out the mixer and we made cookies, and I know exactly what's in her cookies. You know, you know,
more precious time that you spent with her. No more memories. And you know, that's another thing, Keith. Since I've gotten involved in this industry and in our company, I have made so many memories that it's, you know, even though we're making money, I'm enjoying making memories because you can't take money with you. So
nope.
You're so right. And, you know, I want to just, you know, close on that, you all. Just remember what Keith said. He's is all about family and relationships. And while this book will teach you how to have all the assets that you need, the riches, the wealth. We're really not talking about riches. We're talking about wealth and health. And I love the theme, the way we're ending the call, because that's something you can do, something that's easy to do. So thank you again, Keith, for being on our show today, the MLM View. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get involved in a great network marketing company, just contact me at 214-597-5262, or go to the blog talk site here, or to Movements Unlimited, and we will get you pointed in the right direction. And there are so many great people in this industry, like our guest today, Keith Schreider. You can find him on Facebook as well, right, Keith? And you can just get – oh, I'm sorry, you're on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was muted out there. Yeah, if you can spell my name, you're good.
Well, we want you all to just go and friend Keith and find out, and then you can look at the other pictures that you might see that picture I described that's on the back of the book. But go to fortunenow.com, look in the catalog section, you can get the book there, contact Keith on Facebook, and contact me on Facebook too, Ruth Bradford. And I want to thank you all for being on the listening audience. I did not get a chance to get the chat room open because I knew we had so much to cover. We just can't get everything into this time. But I appreciate you all listening in, and to the people that are going to listen to the archive and join us next week. This has been a special show because, one more announcement. Keith will be here in Dallas, Texas, Saturday. Oh, my goodness, I'm drawing a blank. The 19th at 12 o'clock at the New Buffet, y'all, and it's on Beltline Road. So contact me, and I'll get you the information, or either go to my Facebook page, and you can get all the information there. You need to get this book. You need to get this information. You need to get into a home-based business, because you don't have to suffer through these hard economic times. Help is here. We want to thank you again. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, listen, audience. And Baba Jai, I'm going to turn it back over to our engineer now to close out the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, people. Well, hey, it's my time. It's your time. It's our time. Always make it your time, my time, and your own life. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.